saving money on everything now at Menards. Create fresher, cleaner air with damp-rid products. Control the humidity in your space with a hanging bag moisture absorber. They're great for closets and laundry rooms. Grab a 3-pack on sale through September 8th. Save big on damp-rid moisture absorbers at Menards. America's number one home improvement retailer for customer satisfaction according to J.D. Power. Visit jdpower.com for details and menards.com for deals. Save big money at
Menards. Darkcast Network. Welcome to the dark side of podcasting.
Abgenommen, bedauert.
And thank you all for tuning in. There are mysteries in space, and a team of explorers are trying to solve them. Luckily, though, the savior of the universe is on that team. Today's episode, the 1935 series, Flash Gordon. The character Flash Gordon debuted a year before that in comic strip in 1934, and it was created by Alex Raymond. Flash Gordon and other shows, like Buck Rogers, proved that sci-fi had a home in old-time radio. If you're a fan of this episode, or Flash Gordon in general, tell me about it in the comments, through my email, or social media. And also, be sure to check out Volume 1 in the archives. And while you're at it, if you could take an extra minute to follow, review, and rate the podcast, that would be great. And as always, a big thank you to those who already have. And with all that, please enjoy the show.
Presenting the amazing interplanetary adventures of Flash Gordon. These thrilling adventures come to you as they are pictured each Sunday in the Comic Weekly, the world's greatest pictorial supplement of humor and adventure. The Big Comic Weekly, each page printed in full colors, is distributed everywhere as an integral part of your Hearst Sunday newspaper. For the benefit of those who may not have heard the earlier episodes, Flash Gordon and Dale Arden were thrown onto the new planet Mongo. The two Americans were sent to the prison city of the Hawkmen. In a tournament of death, Flash Gordon wins the unconquered kingdom of the caves and sets out to subdue his domain. We now follow Flash Gordon in his conquest of the Kingdom of the Caves. Having picked up a company of King Voltan's Hawkmen, the huge rocket ship bearing Flash and Dale to their new kingdom heads for the yawning mouth of Kira, the wild and forbidding cave world. Following Ming's map and instructions, Captain Khan steers a course for the stronghold of Zug, chief of the cavemen. The ship leaves the gloom of the first cave and enters another, colossal in size and brilliantly lighted. They land and get out of the rocket ship.
Well, Dale, we're here.
What a huge cave. And look at all those little holes in the side.
Those must be the dwellings of my subjects. Akan, is all my kingdom like this?
I've never been inside before, Your Majesty. Nobody has ever explored this strange underground world.
Look, men are coming out of those holes in the cliff. And what fierce-looking men.
That powerful-looking red-headed giant must be their leader.
We'll break the news to him, Your Majesty.
Me Duke. Me chief here. Why you come, huh?
Bend your knee, old red-haired one. This is King Flash the First, ruler of Kira, the cave world, by order of Ming the Merciless, emperor of Mongo.
No king. Me chief. Me kill him.
Look out, Flash.
Drop that stone axe, you fool.
Yeah.
This is a ray pistol which can dissolve you into pieces.
Wait, Khan. I'll not rule any man I can't beat in fair combat.
You stronger. You king.
Thanks, Duke. I'll make you my right-hand man.
Run for your lives. He comes, the eater of men.
What's the matter?
Big lizard monster. Eat men. Run for your lives.
Khan, give me my signal gun. If that thing gets close enough, I'll shoot him.
No, shoot him, Flash.
Here goes. Good work, Your Majesty. You have blinded him.
There he goes. I don't think you'll ever be bothered by him again, Zoob.
Oh, King. Me and my pride fight for you always.
Fine. With the cavemen and the hawkmen, I'll conquer my kingdom.
Flash Gordon leads his army of cliffmen and hawkmen into the immense caves which make up his kingdom. After progressing for a long time without seeing a living thing, he decides to take Dale and go on a scouting expedition. Walking through a cave of terrifying beauty, the two Americans are suddenly surprised by a band of lizard men. They drop from all sides, hurling stones. Flash is knocked out, and Dale's signal gun shrieks its siren as she fires bolt after bolt at the charging man-beast. Back on the plane, Captain Khan and Zug leap to their feet as the wailing of Dale's signal gun reaches their ears. With the dashing, fearless Captain Khan at their head, the squad of hawkmen come to the rescue.
Dale! What has happened to His Majesty?
Lizard men! They attacked us and knocked Flash out. I fought them off, but they took Flash and escaped through that crevice.
Like blocked with a huge stone. Men, swing that quick firing gun into position. There. This way, Dale. Let us find His Majesty.
Look! Blood!
That means King Flash came this way. Lizard men don't bleed.
This passage seems blocked up.
We'll have to use the nitro gun.
Wait. Let me squeeze through that opening.
Right. How is it, Dale? Can you see the end?
Not yet.
Now?
I'm stuck, but I can see light ahead.
Dale?
Flash, darling, you're alive. I'm so glad.
They'll have to get the cannon. I can't budge this stone.
Can you reach my signal gun?
Yes, I got it. Thanks, Dale. Quiet. Here come the lizard men after them.
In the meantime, in the castle of Azora, the witch queen of the blue magic men, Saul, the chief magician, calls the queen's attention to something he sees in the magic glass.
Here, look, O queen.
Strangers to my cave.
Fighting with the lizard men. See, they have blown down the stone and have conquered their opponents. They are free. They are coming this way.
What a handsome blonde leader. Saul, we must go to welcome him.
What's that, Tom? Why, the earth is trembling. The walls are shaking.
Look, the soldiers and Zook and the cavemen.
They're buried under an avalanche of stone. That weird light. What does it mean?
Look, in the midst of the lurid flames, a woman.
Greetings, strangers.
Who are you?
Bend the knee, O strangers. You are face to face with Azora, queen of the blue magic men.
A queen?
I am King Flash. I bend my knee to no one, man or woman.
So? Make him bow to me, Tall.
Poison gas. He's strangling us. Dale. Don't worry, Dale.
Your spell is on them, O queen. See, they sink to the ground unconscious from the sleep gas. Yours is the power to bring them back, God.
He's a fool. He thinks he can pit his muscle against sleep gas. Have them carried to the gravity sled. We return to the castle.
Well, Queen Azora, here are the three strangers laid out before you, still in deep slumber, from which only you have the power to bring them back. What is your pleasure?
He is so handsome, so big and strong. Tall, use the pull motor. Bring this one back to life.
There. His eyelids quiver. A shudder runs through his body. The blonde youth is coming back to us.
Don't worry, Dale. I'm with you. Where am I? Oh, you.
Yes. Are you so displeased with my appearance? Am I not beautiful to look upon?
Dale.
Save your breath. He cannot hear you. He cannot answer you. He is dead.
No. Dale, you witch. You killed her.
Yes, I killed her.
You stand there and admit it. I'll...
Stop. I killed her as I killed you and your other companion. And I can bring her back as I brought you back to life.
Then do it. At once.
You are young and full of life. It would be a pity to put such a fine specimen of manhood to death.
What are you talking about?
One of you must die. Which shall it be? You or the girl?
You know there's only one answer to that.
The brave youth wishes to make a supreme sacrifice. Very noble, but very foolish. I've changed my mind. You shall live for me.
And Dale, what will happen to her?
If you promise to obey me forever, I will bring her back to life.
Then I agree to your terms.
Shall we seal our bargain with a drink?
Very well.
Carl?
Queen?
Take this cup, stranger. Drink to our love, fair-haired youth.
You drugged me.
Yes. And now you are truly mine forever.
I can't seem to remember. Where am I? Who are you? And who am I?
Ah, do not worry, my soldier prince. I am your queen, Azura.
Azura? Queer, I can't remember who I am. I had something to do. I had to save somebody.
Sit back and relax.
I must have been struck on the head during a battle. Forgive me for being so foggy.
Oh, you are forgiven, my prince. Come with me.
My mind is a blank as to my past.
You mean you have forgotten everything? Even our love?
All I know is that you are the most gorgeous woman I have ever seen.
Ah, and that is what I have been waiting to hear you say. Listen, my handsome prince. I wish to test you. Look at those two figures suspended there. Do you know them?
A man and a girl. Beautiful girl, too. I never saw them before in my life. Should I recognize them? Have I ever met them?
One more test. Call the pull motor. Bring that man back to life.
He is coming back, oh queen.
Why? Your Majesty. Where is Dale?
Dale? Your Majesty? What are you talking about?
He must be ill, Your Majesty. Don't you know me? Khan of the Hawkmen.
Azura, what's the man raving about?
He is a war prisoner of ours, crazy from wounds.
Oh, then I quite understand. I forgive him.
I am glad you are loyal to me, my queen.
I always will be, my beautiful queen.
Flash, listen to me.
Quiet, lie back, you.
I warn you, it will take 1,000 magic men to keep me in chains.
I think not. God, bind him with the electric manacles.
Why, you.
Silence, dogs. I warn you, if you disobey, these manacles will become red hot and steal you to the bone. Take him through the kitchen.
Oh, you got Flash!
And now for the girl.
Flash, where are you?
You shall see him. Get up. Come this way.
Where am I?
You are in the palace of Azura, queen of the magic men. When I draw these curtains, you shall see your lover in the arms of his queen, Azura.
Oh, Flash, how could you?
Listen.
The kingdom is very beautiful, my darling. I think I would enjoy the sight of food more. I'm starved.
Ah, forgive me, my prince. I was so interested in showing you the beauty of my palace, I've forgotten about food. Come to the dining room. Ho, cook! Some food!
Now, strange girl, come with me to the kitchen. You shall serve them.
Saul takes Dale to the kitchen of the palace where she joins Khan, who is helping prepare the food.
Oh, Dale, you're safe.
Yes, Captain Khan. And I'm glad to find you safe, too. But Flash...
Yes.
Oh, Captain Khan, what has caused Flash to change so?
I do not know, but he seems to be under some kind of spell. This queen is indeed a witch.
What are you two whispering about? Get to work.
No, I won't. I won't do anything for her.
You dare to rebel? Then take this magnetic whip.
Stop. Give me that whip or I'll break your neck.
Burn him!
Oh, Khan, they'll kill you. Tell them you'll obey.
For your sake, Dale, I surrender. I will obey.
Good. Now, girls, take this plate of food into the queen and her new prince.
Here, I will help you with the tray, Dale.
One taste of this acid on the food, and all of your magic won't save her. There.
Now then, can you carry it?
Yes. I shall take it in now.
Ah, here comes the food. Serve my prince first. Serve Flash? You clumsy fool.
Oh, don't you love me anymore, Flash?
Love you? Well, I don't even know you, girl.
I will teach this unruly and clumsy servant girl obedience. Gods, give her the whip.
Thank you. What will happen to Dale Arden, held in the clutches of the cruel witch queen Azura? See for yourself in full-colored pictures the terrifying situation that faces our friend. You will find these pictures in next Sunday's Comic Weekly, which is distributed with your Hearst Sunday newspaper. And besides Flash Gordon, you will find all the other friends waiting to entertain you, bringing up Father, the Little King, Barney Google, good old Skippy, Jungle Jim, Polly and her pals, the Captain Jammer Kids, Toots and Casper, Way Out West, Tilly the Toiler, Mickey Mouse, and many others. Be sure you get the big, full-colored Comic Weekly with your Hearst newspaper next Sunday. And don't forget our date next week at this same time for another chapter in the amazing interplanetary adventures of Flash Gordon. Presenting the amazing interplanetary adventures of Flash Gordon. These thrilling adventures come to you as they are pictured each Sunday in the Comic Weekly, the world's greatest pictorial supplement of humor and adventure. The big Comic Weekly, each page printed in full colors, is distributed everywhere as an integral part of your Hearst Sunday newspaper. Last week, you may remember, Flash and Dale and Khan, captain of the Hawkmen, flew in a rocket ship to the yawning mouth of Kira, the wild and forbidding cave world. While they were escaping from a fierce band of lizard men who attacked them during a scouting expedition, they were seen by Tall, the chief magician of the Blue Magic Men. Tall hurried with the news to his beautiful queen, Azura, who, attracted by Flash's blonde hair and wonderful physique, decided to get acquainted with him. By means of magic sleep gas, Azura captured the three friends. Then she gave Flash lithium, the drug of forgetfulness, so that he could not remember who he was or what had happened. And then Azura caused Flash to fall in love with her. At first, Dale and Khan misunderstood Flash's failure to recognize them. Later, they realized it must be some of Azura's magic and attempted to poison her. But the plot failed when the queen ordered Dale to serve Flash first. To save her sweetheart, Dale dropped the tray, spilling the poisoned food. And Azura, furious at the apparent clumsiness, ordered her punished. Now we continue the story. Back in the kingdom of the Hawkmen, King Voltan and Dr. Zarkov are talking together.
Ah, Prince Zarkov, the palace seems empty since that pretty little bird flew away with Flash Gordon.
Yes, Voltan, it does. I miss Flash and Dale also. But I suppose we shall never hear from them again.
Not until he has conquered his kingdom of the caves and put it in running order.
With Captain Khan to help him, that should not be long. He is an excellent soldier.
Yes, I should hate to lose him. How are your newest inventions coming along, by the way, Zarkov?
Splendidly, splendidly. I cannot thank you enough for the wonderful apparatus and laboratory you have turned over to me. It is an inventor's paradise. Yes, that's what it is, an inventor's paradise.
Well, what is the latest creation of your great brain?
I beg your pardon, Voltan, but I dare not speak of it until I have tested it thoroughly. There must be no mistake, no flaw, when I give it to the kingdom.
Oh, of course, of course. I like your passion for being precise, Zarkov.
Someone is trying to get you on the space phone.
Answer it, Zarkov.
At once, Voltan. This is Zarkov speaking. What? Where?
Who is it, Zarkov?
One of Khan's lieutenants. I can't hear you. You what? Hold on. King Flash and Dale and Khan are captured by Azura, queen of the Blue Magic Men. The lieutenant wants help.
Tell him Paige shall be sent at once. Find out his exact position.
Huldan says he will send aid at once. What is your exact position?
Tell him you will be in charge of the men.
Yes? Yes? I have just been told I am to be in charge of the relief expedition. I shall start...
Within the hour.
Within the hour.
In the kitchens of the Palace of Azura, Queen of the Blue Magic Men, we find Dale and Khan.
Come on now, move along fast to that.
Cheer up, Princess Dale.
I can't be cheerful the way things are, Captain Khan. If only Azura hadn't asked me to save the food to Flash first.
Well, she did. So there's nothing to be done about it. It wasn't your fault, Princess. It was the fate of the gods.
I'm glad you feel that way about it, Khan.
We must figure out a way to foil her magical power.
Stop your whispering. Stir that soup.
At once, guard.
Carry that over here. Come on now.
I don't see how I can help you to foil the queen. She's had me chained to the stove as punishment. Now I can't even see Flash anymore.
Yes, you can, Princess.
How?
The chain on your manacles will permit you to walk to the end of the galley stove there. From that point, you can look out the grilled window into the garden. No doubt Flash will sometimes walk by.
With the queen?
Yes, I'm afraid Azura will be with him. She seems to have claimed him as her own personal property.
Khan?
Yes, Princess?
You don't think that Flash has really fallen in love with her?
By my sword, I swear King Flash is bewitched. He doesn't know where he is or what he's doing. I know he wasn't pretending when he failed to recognize me.
What makes you so sure?
His eyes had a dull and glassy look.
Why, yes. I remember. I saw that, too. When he looked at me, it was as though he looked through me instead of at me.
If only I could reach my men. If there are any left. I don't know what happened after Azura broke that gas bomb in our faces.
Captain Khan,
yes?
If you obey all the guards' orders, they may put you on parole or something. That may give you the freedom of the palace.
An excellent idea. Excellent. Thank you, Princess. Thank you. I will be the most obedient slave in the kitchen and see if that will earn me some privileges.
I will obey, too. Oh, Captain Khan, we must do something to save Flash and that wicked woman.
Do not worry, Princess. We will find a way, somehow.
Here you. Carry that kettle over to the table.
Certainly, guard. Let me take this one also.
Huh?
Meanwhile, roaring through space in a fleet of rocket ships with Prince Zarkov in command, an army of hawkmen are hurrying on their way to aid our friends. Suddenly, there looms up in front of them a whole squadron of cloudmen with huge, billowing cloaks. Joining hands and spreading the cloaks, the cloudmen form an opaque and impenetrable wall before the rocket ships. The hawkmen try to maneuver above them, but they rise at the same speed. Then the hawkmen try to fly below them, but they drop like lightning and present their solid barrier. Wheeling the fleet around, Zarkov signals for the DeSalvo guns mounted on the nose of each rocket ship to start firing. Shot after shot is fired at the white billows until the path of the Hawkmen has been cleared. Then Zarkov signals for double speed ahead to make up for lost time. At the same time, in the Palace of Azura, Flash is entertained by the Queen.
That gold armor isn't worthy of you, my prince. I must see to it that my armor will make something more fitting.
My beautiful Azura, is but a symbol of your service. Even if it were made of the most precious and rare metals to be obtained and studded with jewels, my loyalty to you and your cause could not be greater.
You do love me, don't you, Flash?
I know of no one in the past, present, or even the future for whom I have felt such a deep love, my gorgeous queen.
No one, my handsome prince?
No one. You and you alone I love.
It is sweet. Very sweet to hear you speak those words. As long as you do and mean them, I will reward you well.
To be with you, to be allowed to serve and love you is all the reward I desire, my darling.
I shall have to think of some special privilege for that pretty speech.
Then let me kiss your hand.
Here, my prince.
Fair hand, so delicate, so shapely. Ah, how many men have lost their hearts and heads trying to gain you.
Flatterer.
I only speak from my own reaction, Azura. I know that I should be willing to risk everything to win you for myself.
We shall see. We shall see. Flash, I must give some orders to the servants. Go out into the garden and wait for me. I will join you presently.
Your slightest wish is a command, my beautiful one.
Flash! Flash!
Eh? Who's calling me?
It's Dale.
still ardent.
Oh, there you are. I see you now. There in that grilled window. What are you doing there, girl?
I'm a prisoner here, Flash. Ever since I dropped that tray of food.
Oh, yes. I wondered where I'd seen you. You tripped, and Azura ordered you punished.
He has had me chained to the galley stove. My chain just reaches to this window. Are you all right, Flash?
Am I all right? Of course I am. Why shouldn't I be? Did you think Azura had punished me for something, too?
No. I just wanted to know how you are.
Well, that's very kind of you, girl. And since you've taken such an interest in my welfare, I'll take an interest in yours.
How can you?
You're too young and pretty to be made a prisoner in the kitchen. I'll ask Azura to free you.
Oh, no, you mustn't.
Mustn't? Who says so? I shall ask Azura at once.
Oh, no, Flash. You mustn't.
On and on roar the rocket ships of the Hawkmen into the yawning mouth of Kira, through the caverns of the cliff dwellers, through the caves of living, man-eating plants. And finally they come into the enormous transparent cave where the handfuls of survivors from Khan's squadron are waiting. The fleet lands and Prince Zarkov is the first to get out. The lieutenant who called for aid on the space phone comes up to him.
Well, what is the latest news, Lieutenant?
We were afraid something had happened to you, Prince Zarkov.
We were delayed in a skirmish with the Cloudmen. What is the latest report on the fate of my friends?
We don't know what happened to them. After the Blue Magic Men captured King Flash and Princess Dale and our captain, they blasted the tunnel leading to their land, killing most of our men.
Is there any chance that Flash and his companions are still alive?
Who knows? That is the land of magic.
I have brought a battery of ray cannons with us. We will blast our way to my friends.
Unaware of their impending danger, Azura and Tal confer in the palace of the Blue Magic Men.
You understand, Tal?
Oh, perfectly, Your Majesty.
There is nothing too good in my whole kingdom for my new prince.
His every wish shall be obeyed, O Queen. His slightest whim fulfilled.
I do not know what I shall do with his companions. They are a problem. I do not want them around, and yet I cannot execute them. If the lithium should wear off and Flash discovered what I had done...
Azura, where are you?
Flash, I told him I would only be a minute. The dear boy is so mad about me, he cannot bear to have me out of his sight.
Azura!
Open the door, Tal.
At once, O Queen.
Here I am, Flash.
Azura, will you do...
Oh, I beg your pardon. I didn't know you were still busy.
Tal, come quickly.
I am summoned, Your Majesty. Have I your permission?
Yes, Tal. Go.
Your Majesty.
Well, Flash, were you lonely without me? Is that why you came calling for me?
Azura, you're good and kind.
This sounds like a man who has a favor to ask.
I have, my queen.
Ask it. It shall be granted.
Thank you, Azura. I knew you were kind and good. She will be so grateful.
She? Who?
The girl who tripped while serving us food the other night.
Dale. Was the favor you asked for her?
Yes. She called to me from a window of the kitchen and told me she was chained to the galley stove.
Well?
I promised to ask you to free her, and you have.
Wait. I thought the favor was for yourself, Flash, not one of my prisoners.
Well, there's nothing I need for myself, Azura, and the girl is too young and too pretty to deserve such a fate. I thought you just and kind. Do not cause me to change my mind.
You make it hard for me, Flash. I've never freed a prisoner in my life.
Your Majesty.
What does this unceremonious entrance mean, Tal? I did not send for you.
I humbly crave your pardon, Your Majesty, but I have news of the most extreme urgency.
Speak, then.
Our land is being invaded by the Hawkmen.
Hawkmen? We must go forth to war. The army must be called out. I will test the signal.
To lead your men into battle, O Queen.
Of course. I must appoint someone to head the army. Will you lead our men into battle, Flash?
Your Majesty.
Serving as your commander-in-chief would be a pleasure, my queen.
Your Majesty puts this stranger over me. Let her beware.
What will happen when Flash leads Queen Azura's magic men against the gallant Hawkmen? Follow the adventures of Flash Gordon in next Sunday's Comic Weekly, the world's greatest collection of humor and adventure. You will find it with your Hearst Sunday newspaper. See for yourself in full-colored pictures Flash Gordon, Queen Azura, Tao, her chief magician, and all the other characters you have just heard. Then, of course, you'll want to see Skippy, the Captain Yammer Kids, Jungle Jim, bringing up Father and the Little King. You will find them waiting for you in next Sunday's Comic Weekly, the only Comic Weekly. Be sure and get the big, full-colored Comic Weekly with your Hearst newspaper next Sunday. And don't forget to listen again next week at the same time to another chapter in the amazing interplanetary adventures of Flash Gordon. Presenting the amazing interplanetary adventures of Flash Gordon. Last week, you remember, King Voltan received a call from one of Khan's lieutenants telling him of the plight of Flash, Dale, and Khan, and asking for help. Dr. Zarkov was at once dispatched with an army and some ray cannon to the rescue of our three friends. In the meantime, Dale and Khan planned to obey all orders so they might get the freedom of the palace and hope to be able to free Flash from the clutches of Queen Azura. For a brief moment, Dale talked with Flash, who, although he didn't recognize her, pitied the beautiful girl chained to the kitchen stoves and promised to ask the Queen to free her. Before he could gain Azura's consent, Saul interrupted the conference with the news that the land was being invaded by the Hawkmen. Azura called out the army and asked Flash to be commander-in-chief. This angered Saul, who wanted that distinguished place for himself. These thrilling adventures come to you as they are pictured each Sunday in the Comic Weekly, the world's greatest pictorial supplement of humor and adventure. The Big Comic Weekly, each page printed in full colors, is distributed everywhere as an integral part of your Hearst Sunday newspaper. Now we continue the story. Summoned by Azura, legion after legion of blue magic men fall into formation. Flash prepares to assume his new duties as commander-in-chief.
Azura, how large is your army?
I do not know exactly.
Then the first thing to be done is to review the regiment. I must know what strength of armed men I have at my disposal.
Very well. Come onto this balcony, Flash. From here you will have a good view of the parade ground.
Azura, I wish to have your army...
Our army, my prince.
Our army, pass in review. Will you give the order, please?
When I asked you to become commander-in-chief, I gave you full command of the armed forces.
Thank you. Tal?
Sire.
Send word for formation past this balcony.
As you command, sire.
Serving as your commander-in-chief is a pleasure, Azura, but it is also a great responsibility.
Not too great for you, my noble prince.
I shall do all in my power to prove worthy of your faith.
Goes the call to review. See, the first legion is wheeling and starting this way.
What a splendid army. We ought to defeat these Hawkmen, whoever they are.
Here comes the finest of them all. Guard.
And those coming next, what are they?
The light magic artillery.
But what are those tremendous objects being pulled by the next legion?
Those are the combustion ray machines.
Combustion ray machines? What are they for?
Wait until you get into action. Your officers will tell you.
You're not only a queen of magic, my beautiful one, but you are also a queen of suspense. What legion is this?
A sleep gas, legion.
Sleep gas? That sounds like a most formidable weapon.
And here comes the stone formation legion.
And the ones with the cloak?
The invisibility legion.
And those?
The camouflage legion.
Who are the ones with the long hair?
The animal legion.
And those men with the peculiar shield?
The transparent wall legion.
And those machines coming now.
The Dissolvo Gun Legion.
And still they come. Legion after legion. I've never seen such an army.
You've seen enough, sire. Only about half of our regiment have gone by.
If this is only half of the army, Tal, I pity these horsemen when I start the attack.
While Flash is looking over his army, Prince Zarkov is in conference with Mar, one of the Hawkmen's officers.
We must find out if Flash and Dale and Khan are still alive before we make any rash attacks, Mar.
You are quite right, Commander Zarkov.
Turn on your spacograph and let us see what we can see.
Look, Commander. There's a large rock. It must be the rock which is blocking the entrance of the cave, through which Flash, Dale, and Captain Khan disappeared.
We cannot see beyond it. There is only one thing to be done. Blast it out of our way.
Shall I order the battery of ray cannon into position?
At once.
Swing the battery of ray cannon into position. Aim for the rock.
I hope we are not too late to save them.
Oh, I hope not too. Captain Khan is too good an officer and friend to lose.
Ready with the range?
They have found the range, Commander. You may fire.
Fire!
Look, the rock is splitting.
The rock is destroyed. Come, Ma. Let us try the spacograph again.
Nothing but haze. The country is well named. Blue Magic Land.
Spoiled by that witch queen. Ma, there is only one thing left now.
And what is that, Commander?
Call for a volunteer to go into the territory of the Blue Magic Men and find out the information we wish.
Of course. A spy. Commander, I myself will go.
No. We cannot spare you, Ma. Send one of the privates.
No, Commander. I will not ask any of my men to do what I would not do myself.
You are a brave man and a fine officer. I shall speak to Khan about promoting you when I return to his palace.
Thank you, Commander.
Azura has thrown up a protective and impenetrable fog against our spacecraft, but we may be able to beat her yet.
And how do you propose to do that, Commander?
It is simple, simple. Mar, you will disguise yourself as a peddler and gain entrance to the Queen's palace.
Well, how?
Say that you wish to enter her service. Inside your peddler's pack, you will have a portable space phone.
Oh, Commander, you have my utmost admiration. It is the plan of a genius, a super strategist.
When you have found out the information we seek, establish contact with me here, and I shall proceed on your report.
Very good, Commander. When shall I start on my mission?
At once.
Commander, I shall give you the information or my life.
Next day, Tal is called to the gates of Azura's palace to question a peddler who has asked admittance.
Who are you?
I am a poor peddler, footsore, weary, and hungry. I seek shelter, oh noble sire.
I am Tal, chief magician to Her Majesty, Queen Azura.
I bow before you, great Tal. Oh, mighty wizard, let me enter the service of the queen. You will find in me a zealous neophyte.
You are a peddler. Why are you so anxious to change your profession?
I can hardly make a living. Soon I shall have to turn beggar. Let me devote my life to being of some use to the queen.
You might be of use. What is your name?
Why?
Come, come.
If you accept me into your household and give me a new life, let me take on a new name also. Let my name die with my past.
Very well. I will open the gate.
Bless you, mighty Tal. Bless you.
Now, come this way. I will take you to the kitchen and give you food.
Oh, yes.
Bring some soup to this man.
At once, almighty wizard.
Sit down, stranger. Let me take your pack.
No.
Well, you needn't take my head off. I wasn't going to steal it. I only intended to have it put in your quarters.
I am grateful, mighty Tall. But all I own is in this bundle, and I should feel lost without it. Here is the... look out! Look! Don't spill that soup. That would be wasteful when I am so hungry.
Yes, you clumsy fool. There must be no waste of the food around here. You know what happened to the girl when she dropped her tray in front of the queen?
I ask pardon, Almighty Tal. It was my anxiety to please that caused my hands to tremble.
See that it does not happen again, slave. Eat your fill, stranger, while I go to find out where Her Majesty wishes me to put you.
March. Someone may hear you. Oh, you are safe, Captain Khan. Thanks be to Tao.
Yes. What are you doing here? How did you get here? Where are the rest of our men?
One question at a time, Captain. I was sent here by Prince Zarkov to find out what happened to you and Flash and Dale. Where are the other two?
Dale is at the other end of the kitchen, chained to the stove. And Flash...
He is not...
No, he isn't dead.
Oh.
But drugged. He doesn't recognize either Dale or me. Azura has cast a spell over him. Oh, if I were only free.
Don't curse your fate, Captain Khan. I'm here to help bring aid.
How can you? Once you get in here, they never let you out.
I don't need to get out in order to bring aid.
What? What do you mean?
In this bundle, I have a portable space phone.
Ah.
Over it, I'm going to report to Zarkov everything I find out.
Then hurry and send a message. Tell him we are alive and that he must come quickly. They seem to be mobilizing the army for an attack.
Well, where can I go to send it? Tal may come back any minute.
Let us go where Dale is. She can watch for Tal's return. We can put the ground wire of the space phone outside the grilled window, and there will be less interference. Come along.
Where are you two going?
The peddler feels faint in this heat. I am helping him to that window yonder where he may get a breath of air.
All right. Go ahead. Come on, you slaves. Get to work.
Oh, that was a close call, Captain.
Yes. We must work fast. Dale.
Yes, Tom? What is it? Oh.
This is Captain Moss. He has been sent by Prince Zarkov to find out about us.
Oh, Captain Moss, I'm so glad you've come. Are you going to get us out of here?
I hope so, Princess. But first I must report to Zarkov by space phone.
Dale, go over there as far as your chain will let you. Watch for Tal or the guard. I will watch from here while Mars sets up his machine.
At once. The coast is clear. Hurry!
Captain Mar calling Prince Zarkov. Captain Mar calling Prince Zarkov. Captain Mar calling Prince Zarkov. Captain Mar calling Prince Zarkov.
At the same time, Prince Zarkov, in the far-off kingdom of the Hawkmen, is trying to establish a space phone connection.
Zarkov calling Captain Mar. Zarkov calling Captain Mar.
No answer, Prince Zarkov.
No answer. He should have arrived, and we should have received a report by now.
The blue magic men are marching to attack us, Prince Zarkov. Sentry, I just sighted them.
Bring me my distance glasses.
Here, Prince Zarkov.
Ah, I see them. And there's Flash on horseback. They must have tied him on and are using him to bait us into attacking them. Very well, we shall call their bluff. Colonel, order the first company of Lancers to charge.
First lancers, the greatest flyers in the Hawkmen army, circle to a dizzy height and at a signal from their leader, furl their wings and dive for Azura's army. Down at the head of the armed blue magic men, Flash and Azura watch the diving Hawkmen.
Here come the Hawkmen, my king.
I see them, Azura. I'm just wondering which battery I shall train on them.
I suggest you use the guns of the combustion ray machine.
What will happen if I do?
Order them used and see.
Very well. Hawkmen, swing the combustion ray guns into...
What is the secret of the great combustion ray machine? Will the gallant Hawkmen under Professor Zarkov be able to overcome it and rescue Flash Gordon and Dale Arden? In next Sunday's Comic Weekly, which is a part of your Hearst Sunday newspaper, you will find a full-colored picture of the combustion ray machine. Also a thrilling action picture of the Hawkmen in battle formation. See if you can guess how the combustion ray machine works and what will happen to the Hawkmen. And besides Flash Gordon, you'll find all your old friends waiting to entertain you in the Comic Weekly. Full-color pictures of the merriest funny men and bravest adventurers ever assembled in all picture magazines. Think of it, bringing up Father, the Little King, Polly and her pals, the Katzenjammer kids, Jungle Jim, Chips and Casper, Barney Google, good old Skippy,
Mickey Mouse, and many, many others. Yes, they'll all be there with new pranks and more thrilling adventures to entertain you. For the Comic Weekly is the world's biggest and best pictorial supplement of fun and adventure. So once more, we suggest you get the big Comic Weekly with your Hearst newspaper next Sunday. Study the Flash Gordon pictures and see if you can guess what will happen when Professor Zarkov and his gallant hawkmen come face to face with the combustion ray machine. Be sure to listen for the answer next week at this time when we will present another chapter in the amazing interplanetary adventures of Flash Gordon. Presenting the amazing interplanetary adventures of Flash Gordon. Last week, you remember, Flash Gordon reviewed the legions of the Blue Magic Men under his command, and Prince Zarkov blasted the rock which sealed the entrance to the Blue Magic Land and discovered that his phasograph was of no use in learning what happened to Flash and Dale and Khan. He sent a spy named Mar, equipped with a portable space phone, to obtain the information. Mar gained entrance to the palace of Queen Azura and contacted Khan and Dale, and they informed him of Flash's peculiar behavior. At the same time, Zarkov tries to call Mar the spy by space phone, but neither was able to contact the other. At that moment, the army of Blue Magic Men attacked the Hawkmen, and Zarkov ordered his soldiers into battle. These thrilling adventures come to you as they are pictured each Sunday in the Comic Weekly, the world's greatest pictorial supplement of humor and adventure. The Big Comic Weekly, each page printed in full colors, is distributed everywhere as an integral part of your Sunday newspaper. And now we continue the story. Flash and Queen Azura watch the Hawkmen as they dive toward the army of the Blue Magic Men.
There come the Hawkmen, my prince.
I see them, Azura. I'm just wondering which battery I shall train on them.
I suggest you use the guns of the combustion ray machine.
What will happen if I do?
Order them used and see.
Very well. All men, bring the combustion ray guns into action.
Take position. The guns are ready. Fire.
Ready? Then fire.
You may fire.
You see, my prince, what the combustion ray machines do.
They cough out flaming death.
Yes, those fluttering Hawkmen can't survive such devastating heat. Look, they're already dropping to the ground like moths with singed wings.
You're right, my queen. Hold, Paul.
Fire.
Let them have it again.
Fire. Enemy are dropping like flies, sire, under your attack.
Good work, my prince.
Those men creatures will be easily subdued. Down to earth, Azura.
Be careful you don't kill them all, Flash. Remember, I'm always able to use a few more slaves.
My beautiful Azura, I shall conquer these gnat-like intruders and turn them over to you to do with as you will.
How brave and strong you are, my prince.
I'm not doing this as proof of my strength or my bravery, Azura. I'm doing it as proof of my devotion.
Ah, you do love me, then.
You do not already realize that, my gorgeous queen. You will when this battle is ended. We'll see.
Death for the invader!
In the meantime, on the other side of the flaming barrage, Zarkov holds an anxious conference with one of the officers of the remaining Hawkmen.
Signal your men to retreat, Captain. There is nothing to be gained by flying into their fire.
Very well, Prince Zarkov.
Bugler, sound retreat.
What are we to do now, Prince Zarkov?
I do not know yet. What can have happened to Flash? We tried to rescue him, and he seems to give the orders that mow our men down.
Yes, I could swear I saw him raise his arm and give the signal that brought this sea of flame pouring on us, Prince Zarkov.
Can he be... Oh, no.
Can he be what, Your Highness?
I dare not even whisper the thought, Captain. I must know. I must be sure before I breathe a word of my suspicion.
If I may suggest, Your Highness, something must be done about our own safety. These flames are sweeping this way. Soon they'll engulf all of us.
Eh? The flames? Oh, yes. Lead the men into that tunnel yonder.
That tunnel. But, Prince Zarkov, there's no way in which to throw up a barricade to close out the flames.
Leave that to me. Order those turbine thermostats rolled just inside the tunnel entrance.
But they will not completely close, Your Highness. Oh, if we only had some stones.
What? Stones to let them become heated and roast us all? Do as I say. I will keep the heat out. You will never feel those flames. I have a way to fight them until they die out.
I ask you how, Your Highness?
Are you so stupid that I must draw a blueprint of my plan of defense? Oh, very well, then, if I must give you every detail. Into those turbine thermostats, I will put this chemical powder made from a secret formula of my own invention. When we are all inside, I shall turn on the turbine thermostats and block the tunnel entrance with a wall of solid ice.
While the battle rages, let us go back to the Palace of Azura. There we find Dale and Khan and the spy, Mar.
Try him again, Mar.
Calling Prince Zarkov. Captain Mar calling Prince Zarkov.
Khan, Mar, look out! The guard!
Disconnect, Mar. Here comes the guard.
What should we do?
Throw yourself across the platform. For your cloak hides it. Nothing. Play up to whatever I say.
What's going on here?
The traveler felt faint. I brought him over to this grill window for some air. It isn't everyone who can stand this intense heat, guard. They all can't be as strong as we are.
Please. But I thought I heard an odd sound and a voice calling out.
You did?
Khan.
What was the meaning of it?
In this man's country, they worship a different god from yours or mine.
Well?
In his hour of distress, the traveler was summoning the highest aid he could call upon.
Oh, of course. Who doesn't? But that buzzing noise, what caused that?
The buzzing noise?
Yes, the buzzing noise.
Oh, that.
Yes, that.
I didn't think you'd heard that over where you were.
I can well believe that.
Oh, Dale, take the guard over there and turn him with his back. I'll make the noise again, and I'll show him what made it. I'll wager he'll be surprised.
Yes, Tom. Yes, of course.
No tricks now, or you'll taste my electric whip.
Mar, turn on the space phone. Stop when I tell you. Then when I nudge you, turn it on again.
Very well, Tom.
Now.
Well, guard, was that what you heard?
Yes, what caused it?
Well, look, in assisting the traveler, my manacle touched the stove. Like this.
By the gods! Watch out from now on, slaves. You may accidentally get electrocuted. Before we can do it ourselves.
Oh, that was quick thinking, Captain Khan.
Oh, Khan, you are wonderful to get out of that situation. I thought you took an awful risk in admitting the guard heard the noise.
So denied it would have been foolhardy. If you're going to deceive someone, say as closely to the truth as you can.
Thanks, I'll remember that.
But there's one situation I can't handle so easily. The one we're in. This space phone isn't going to work. How are we going to get word to Zarkov?
I've got it all taken care of, Captain Khan.
You have?
Well, how will you do it?
I myself shall take the information to him.
Oh, my.
You'll never get to Zarkov alive. They won't let you out.
Oh, who let me in here?
Tal, the chief magician.
Well?
You mean Tal will let you out? But Tal's not here. He's away with the army.
He is? Then that makes things all the easier.
Be careful, Mar. These men are devils. They have powers and methods never seen before.
Do not fear, Princess. Tal was the only one I spoke to about getting in here. I saw to it that we had a private conference.
So?
So nobody will doubt my word when I say that I was to join Tal after I'd rested.
It may work. It may.
It may. Oh, it will. It must.
Mar?
Yes, Princess.
See that no harm comes to Flash. Dr. Zarkov should capture him. He may not understand why Flash acts as he does.
I understand, Princess. I shall explain everything to Zarkov.
And if you should be captured by the Blue Magic Man,
yes.
Find out what hold the Witch Queen has over Flash and try to break the spell.
If that is to be my fate, Princess, you may rest assured I will carry out your mission.
When are you planning on leaving?
Well, if I try to leave now, it might be difficult.
Yes.
I shall wait and take my departure tonight.
Leaving our friends for the moment, let us return to the tunnel where Prince Zarkov and his hawkmen have withdrawn to escape the terrific heat of the combustion ray machine. As the hawkmen fled into the tunnel, Flash and his officers pursue them, only to be brought up short at the entrance by a wall of solid ice, which Zarkov had miraculously formed with his secret chemical formula. While Flash and his companions reconnoiter outside the entrance to the tunnel, Tal and Azura remain behind the lines.
Of course, if your majesty knows best, is my advice for us.
I am not asking your advice, Charles.
Oh, of that I am well aware, your majesty. But must I take the liberties of an old and faithful retainer? Mighty queen, do not let your personal feelings entrap you.
My personal feelings? What do you mean?
Your majesty has taken a fancy to this young unknown.
Charles.
Oh, I mean no offense. As a consort and companion, the youth is without criticism. But is he the best for our fair land?
Will he make a good king?
If your majesty thinks of him in terms of king, I mean, will he make a good king?
I am very sure he will make a good king, Tor.
Your majesty was also sure of Locke and Gorm.
Those.
How can you be sure of one who is not even sure of himself?
Flash has protected his love for me day after day. Why, even when the attack began, you heard him say he was repelling, not to show his bravery, but to prove his devotion to me.
I was not speaking of his personal appearances, your majesty. Of his ability to handle the legions at his disposal when the attack began. Not confess himself to be in a quandary as to which battery he should train on them.
A careful general always surveys his position.
But he makes up his own mind. Your new commander-in-chief relied on your advice, your majesty.
And wasn't it good advice?
Oh, there is no better judgment in our fair land, your majesty.
Then what is your point, Charles? What is it you say?
Why have a figurehead in charge of our legions?
Head?
You can't have a commander who can handle as they arise. Why don't you take charge yourself?
Ah, I see it now. You want me to demote Flash and appoint you in his place.
If your majesty feels that perhaps an older and more experienced man, and especially one of our own people, could serve better, why, I should be delighted to accept the honor, your majesty.
There is some reason for this diplomatic move on your part. What is it? Are the men rebellious because I said of one of their own number?
I am no bearer of gossip, your majesty. What others may think is their own business. If they wish to let you know their feelings, they have ways and means to do it. I speak only in your own interest and with the liberty of your major domo.
I do not doubt your word, Paul, but I think you speak one word for me and two for yourself. You honestly think Flash is incapable of making decisions for himself?
I do, your majesty, I do. You have a chance to witness that for yourself. He has taken refuge in a tunnel and blockaded themselves with ice. Your commander has gone to look over the situation.
When you would have...
charged with full forces and gone in after... Your majesty, I am not trying to go behind your commander's back unfairly, no. I have given you my plan of action. Here he comes now. Hear what he has to say. Yourself, which ought to be at the head of the Blue Army.
Well, my prince, what have you to report?
My beautiful queen. We found the enemy barricaded behind a wall of solid ice. There is only one thing we can do.
And that is?
Charge with full forces and go in after the enemy.
You hear, Paul? You hear what Flash proposes?
Yes, I hear, your majesty.
Come, Azora. Together we shall lead the charge. All men, follow me!
These amazing characters in full-color pictures next Sunday in the Comic Weekly, which is an integral part of your Hearst Sunday newspaper. Here is some news for you. The famous full-page Comic Weekly will replace the tabloid with better and larger pictures and more easily read captions. What a treat is in store for you next Sunday with Skippy bringing up Father, the Little King, Barney Google, and all those other funny fellows just twice as large. You have enjoyed them in the tabloid size. How much better will like them in the full-page Comic Weekly. Be sure to get the full-page Comic Weekly with your Hearst Sunday newspaper next Sunday and enjoy a half hour's good, clean fun with the foremost merrymakers in the world of pictures. And don't forget our date next week at this same time for another in the amazing interplanetary adventures of Flash Gordon.
Saving money on everything now at Menards. Create fresher, cleaner air with damp-rid products. Control the humidity in your space with a hanging bag moisture absorber. They're great for closets and laundry rooms. Grab a 3-pack on sale through September 8th. Save big on damp-rid moisture absorbers at Menards. America's number one home improvement retailer for customer satisfaction according to J.D. Power. Visit jdpower.com for details and menards.com for deals. Save big.